Father, we thank you right now, even as we make this prophetic declaration. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare greatness in the lives of your people. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare victory in our lives, victory in whatsoever we put our hands to do in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare that everything will be done on this call, and it will be done so that you will get the glory and that you will get the praise in Jesus' name. Father, we declare and decree that our words that we speak on this call, Father. Father, we pray and we declare that they are words of life. Father, we declare that you will move in our lives, not only in our life, but in our family life. We decree open doors in the name of Jesus. We decree that everything that will be done, Father, that you will get the glory and that you will get the honor. We declare that our footsteps are ordered by you, Father. Father, we declare that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And in the name of Jesus, we also declare that you, Lord Jesus, will be Lord of Lords and King of Kings over everything that we do, everything that we say, everything that we have in the name of Jesus. Prophet Sam, let's open up the call and start praying in the Holy Ghost. Prophetess Bethany? Prophet Cecil, can you start in prayer?
Okay, good Father God, we thank you for this day, Father God, that you've given to us, Lord. We thank you for life, health, and strength today. We thank you that this is the day that you have made, so we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we lift up Archbishop, Father God, right now, Ibn R. Jordan. Father God, we thank you for our First Lady, Father God, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And we also thank you, Father God, for Mary Jordan, Mother Mary Jordan, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. We lift her up as well, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the company of prophets. Father God, we want to extend, Father God, a special petition tonight, Father God, for Minister Bostic and his family, Father God, and the situation, Father God, there in the midst, Father God. You know you know the outcome, Father God. You know the result, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for an expected turnaround, Father God. We thank you, and we declare and decree tonight, Father God, that that situation shall be turned around, Father God. We know that all things work together for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, for a complete turnaround right now in the name of Jesus. And let this situation, Father God, that seems out of place, Father God, come back in sync, Father God, for you to get the glory, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are going to get the glory in that situation, Father God. We thank you, Father God, right now that you hear us, Father God, that you hear our cries, Father God, and that you shall deliver us from all situations, Father God, all circumstances, Father God. Even when we're up or down, Father God, it doesn't matter because nothing can separate us from your love. Nothing can separate us from your love. So we thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus for your love tonight, Father God, demonstrating in us and operating through us, Father God, so that we can be victorious, Father God. We thank you that we are moving forward and that we are moving upward and out of situations and circumstances that will keep us bound, Father God. We thank you that we are operating in a new freedom tonight, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are elevating us and shifting us. Even now, Father God, we thank you for a renewed mind in the things of you. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for new grace tonight. We thank you for your ever kindness, true tender kindness and mercy tonight. We thank you for uncommon favor that shall encamp around us as a shield. We thank you for prosperity tonight. We thank you for you just moving in a mighty way like never before in our lives, Father God, doing exceedingly, doing abundantly, doing above all that we could even ask and even think. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now as the prayers go forth, Father God, that you should unction us, Father God, in the spiritual realm. And we thank you that you're doing this even now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God.
Prophet Marcia, dear terrible Shanta, equitable Shita, Prophet Marcia, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Prophet Kenneth Cook, dear terrible Shanta.
Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you right now. We lift you up. We thank you for another day, Lord. We're thankful and we're grateful for another opportunity to gather with the saints to pray, Father. Father, we know you can do all things, Father. Father, we know you're a peacemaker. Father, we know you're a healer. Father, we know nothing is impossible to you, Lord. Father, right now we ask that you would be with the Bostic family, Lord, as we begin to lift them up on this call. Father, we ask that you touch the household, Lord. You bring peace to that household. Father, we ask that you bring healing to Minister Bostic. Father, we ask that you heal him from the crown of his head to the bottom of his feet, Lord. Father, we ask that you breathe life into his body, Lord, new life, new energy. And we decree a speedy recovery in Jesus' mighty name, Father God. And we just want to thank you for everyone on this call tonight, Lord. And as you begin to answer the desires of their hearts, Father, the issues of their hearts, Lord, the things that's most important to them, Father, and we ask that you begin to grant them the desires of their hearts, Lord, and begin to open up the windows of heaven to pour out blessings and to pour out opportunities and to pour out connections, Lord, and to pour out resources, Lord, and to pour out support, Father. And we thank you for these things. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, Father. We worship you. We magnify your name, Father God. We just thank you for another opportunity to come together and pray, Father God. We thank you for this midnight cry, Father God. We thank you for the souls that have come out tonight to pray on this line, Father God. We thank you for their consistency, Father God. We ask that you bless their households, Father God. We thank you for the covering of protection that you have over our lives, Father God. We thank you for touching each and every one of us, Father. Touch our lives, touch our situations, Father God. We ask that you touch Minister Bostic right now, Father God. We lift him up before you, Father God. We ask that you strengthen his body right now, Father God. We ask that you also strengthen ministry. We also ask that you strengthen Prophetess Bostic, Lord God. Strengthen her. Give her peace in this time, Lord God. Comfort her, Lord God. We thank you for peace, Lord God. We thank you for strength. We thank you for joy. We thank you for laughter. We thank you for new energy, Lord God. We thank you for vitality. We thank you for getting us through another day, Lord God. We thank you for getting us through this coming week, Lord God. We thank you for another opportunity to come together before this coming week and just thank you and ask you to go before us. Go before us in our jobs. Go before us in our travel. Go before us in our meetings and touch those situations, Lord God. Work in our situations, Lord God. We thank you that all things work out for the good of those who love you, Lord God. We just thank you for all of the miraculous things you are doing in our lives even now, Lord God. We thank you for the things that we don't even understand what you're doing, Lord God, because we know that your hand is in it. We thank you for our children, Lord God. We ask that you touch their minds, touch their hearts, touch their souls, touch their emotions, Lord God. Touch their thoughts. We ask you that you touch touch their way of thinking, Lord God. We ask that you just continue to guide them, cover them even in their decision-making, cover them in school, cover them amongst their friends. Just watch over them, Lord God. We thank you for covering their teachers. Touch their teachers' hearts, Lord God. Touch their teachers' mind. We ask you to touch all school aides and all crossing guards and just anyone that our children may come across their paths during the day, Lord God. Touch them. Watch over them, Lord God. We thank you for Archbishop Jordan, Lord God. We ask that you continue to strengthen him and touch him, Lord God. We thank you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her, Lord God, and touch her, Lord God. We thank you for Mother Mary Jordan, Lord God. We lift her up before you tonight, Lord God. Touch her body, touch her mind, Lord God. We thank you for Zoe Ministries. We thank you for all the things that the ministry is doing and all the souls that they are touching, Lord God. We ask that you continue to touch your prophets, Lord God. Touch their ears, touch their hearts, touch their souls, that they may continue to hear you, Lord God. We thank you for all the miraculous things you continue to do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Father, and we bless you for restoration, for this is the day that you've made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for great peace have we, because we love your law and nothing shall offend us. We thank you, Lord God, for rebuilding the waste places. Thank you for making every crooked place straight and every rough place smooth. We thank you, Lord God, for divine elevation and divine restoration. We thank you, Lord God, that you will bring us to joy and peace, and that the power of the Holy Spirit abounds in us and hope and overflow in us with confidence as we hold on to your promises, God. We thank you, Lord God, that as we decree and declare that restoration is taking place, bringing us into our rightful place, our rightful position, every ground that has been lost is being restored to us even now. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that every adversary that has gained advantage, that advantage is released back unto us even now. We thank you, Lord God, that all of our dreams are coming into full manifestation. We thank you, Lord God, that all right standing is being brought into right alignment even now. Lord God, every person that's represented, every household that's represented, Lord God, we decree and declare restoration of finance, restoration, Lord God, of relationship, restoration, Lord God, of position and prestige, Lord God, restoration of reputation. God, we decree and declare healing, Lord God, and strength to our inner man. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of God resting upon our leaders, resting upon our archbishop, resting upon our pastor. Lord, restoring and renewing their strength as they continue to give out, God. You're filling them even the more. And we bless you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this time. We thank you for another day, Father. We thank you for allowing us to do another midnight cry. Father God, right now we ask you, Father, to strengthen, Father, your humble servant, Prophet Stephen Bostic, Father. Continue to strengthen him, Father, even now, Father. Continue to strengthen his family, Father. We ask you to do it now, Father. Thank you thank you. Thank you for your healing, Father. We know that by your stripes, Father, we are healed, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for new healing, Father. Thank you for restoration. Father God, right now we want to thank you for the people of God that are on this line, Father. We thank you for their consistency, Father. We thank you for the new things that you're doing even in their households, even in their families, Father. We thank you for it now. Father God, right now we want to bring before you our leader, Father, Archbishop. Father, we thank you for our leader, Archbishop. Father, continue to strengthen him, Father, and continue to move in him in a way that you've done no other, Father. Father God, we thank you for your servant, Father, and Pastor Deborah, Father. We want you to continue to, Father, to strengthen her, Father. Continue to strengthen, Father, the listeners, brothers, Father. Continue to strengthen the family, Father. Continue to strengthen the institution of marriage, Father. Father, right now we ask you, Father, to touch spouses, Father. Touch the hearts and minds of spouses, Father. We thank you, Father God, right now for our Mother Mary Jordan, Father God. We thank you for the elderly, Father. We thank you that you continue to strengthen and keep in them, Father, and continue to keep their minds, Father God. We thank you for keeping the young, Father, and, Father, making their path straight, Father. We thank you for finding the lost, Father, and even those that are not listening on this line, Father, we ask that you cover them, Father. Cover the family members, Father. Cover the brothers and the sisters, Father, and the cousins and the aunts and the uncles, Father. Cover all of your people, Father, such that they may meet you, Father, and know that you've sent your Son such that we may have life and have it more abundantly, Father. Father God, we thank you for your everlasting grace, your everlasting love, your everlasting peace, your everlasting mercy, Father, that you continue to abound to us, Father. Father God, right now we thank you. We thank you for giving us the kingdom, Father. We know that it gives you great joy to give us the kingdom, Father. Thank you so much, Father, for the things that you've done, the things that you're doing, and the things that you will do. In the masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Deaconess Marcia, Prophetess Deaconess Marcia, Prophetess Bethany Jordan.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for every heart on the line even now. We thank you for peace of mind right now, even now, Father God. We thank you for family. We thank you for family. We thank you for our elders even now. We thank you for our parents and our children, Father God. Father God, blow a fresh wind of peace into our households even now. Father God, cover our households even now. Cover our minds even now. Cover our thoughts even now, Father God. Father, we rebuke any spirit of contrariness that is unlike you, Father God. Allow your will to be done in our hearts and in our lives even now, Father God. Order our steps in the way that we need to go even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for peace of mind. We thank you for strength. We thank you for structure even now. We thank you for agape love. We thank you for peace, Father God. Father God, your word says no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father. And just come before you tonight asking you for you to allow peace to reign in my household, even now. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. And Father God, we come to you with open hearts. We come to you with open minds, God. We ask that you open up our eyes and open our ears to hear and to see what you want us to see. Father God, I come to you standing for the Bostic family, God. Father God, we ask that you heal Minister Bostic, God. We ask that you strengthen his body right now, God. Father God, we ask that you give a miracle concerning anything concerning with his health, God. Father God, we know that you are the miracle healer, God. We know that you are the one that is able to provide supernatural healing and a quick turnaround, God. Father God, we ask that you astound the doctors right now, God. Father God, we cancel anything that is not like you. We cancel it out with the blood of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask that you look over every household in this season, God, every household that is on this phone call, God. We are standing on your word, God. We ask that you order our footsteps, Lord. Father God, you get the glory, you get the honor, you get the praise, God. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, God. Father God, we come to you humbly, God, and we do not take anything for granted, God. Father God, I ask that you look over our children, God, and look over the runaway girls, God. Father God, to cover them. We even lift up our young boys and just runaway teens, God. Father God, we ask that you touch, God, and do a change in their heart, God. Whatever is going on in the household, God, we ask that you send an angel right there in the household, God. We ask that you send the angel right there in the hospital, God. Father God, I ask that you send a unique blessing to every business owner and entrepreneur, God, and give inspiration ideas, God. Teach us how to network in your name, God. Send your favor over us and over our children as they sit in the schools, God, that the hand of God, let them see the hand of God in their life, God. Father God, we know that all things work according to your good, God. Father God, you said, for God shall arise and our enemies have already scattered, God. Father God, we know that this is our time to rise up, God, and we are not backing down. Father God, you get the glory, you get the praise, and you get the honor, God. Father God, I even want to lift up Mother Mary Jordan, God, to strengthen her body, God, strengthen her, God. Father God, we thank God for her, God, and we thank God for her wisdom, God, and the word of prophecy that you have placed in her mouth, God. Father God, we even thank God for the next generation that is prophesying and standing in your name, God, that is bringing a change into the generations, God. Father God, we thank you for all things. Father God, we give you the praise, God. Father God, we thank you for the healing. We thank you for the peace, God. We thank you for the glory, God. We thank you for every praise that is unto your name, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now for what you are getting ready to do on this midnight cry call. We thank you for Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, the woman of the mighty woman of Zion, God, that is crying out for your people, God, and is standing in the gap and interceding for your people, God. We thank you for the Archbishop Master Prophet, God. We thank you, Father God, for Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan right now. And we thank you, Father God, that you're lifting her and strengthening her right now. And Father God, I pray for Mother, hallelujah, Mary Barron right now. I decree a miracle in her body right now because your words say, by your stripes, she's already healed. In the name of Jesus. And I decree a miracle. I speak life to every system in her life, her body right now. In the name of Jesus, I cancel the assignment of the enemy right now. God, lift her, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, hallelujah, that you're even giving to the doctors concerning her, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, but Jehovah Rossi, the Lord our healer, right now, God, our healer right now, is resting upon her life right now, in the name of Jesus. Saturate her right now in the name of Jesus. From the crown of her head to the very soles of feet, I decree and declare healing and victory right now. Restoration. I decree it to her right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray for Prophet Stephen Boston right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak to him. I speak to the nervous system. I speak to the muscles now. I speak to, hallelujah, every air in his body. I speak to the blood. I speak to the pressure right now. I cancel every assignment of, hallelujah, death. Let it move from him right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak life. New life. Restoration in his health, God. Because God, you said, by your stripes he's healed. He's healed right now in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head to the very soles of his feet. And I speak strength. Strength. Let it go out right now in the name of Jesus. We speak to the ethers right now. Let it go out into the atmosphere. Strength. Even to his wife right now. I decree a miracle. Give her strength, God. Let the prophetess rise up in her. Let the healer rise up in her. Let her begin to speak life to her in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we prophesy life. We prophesy wholeness and completeness now in the name of Jesus. And we say no weapon, no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against them in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. And I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of love. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of joy. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of peace. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of long-suffering. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of gentleness. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of goodness. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of faith. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of meekness. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of temperance. And Father God, as we walk in those spirits, hallelujah, we know that we shall inherit the kingdom. God, we thank you right now. We are walking in the spirit. We are walking by faith and not by sight. And Father God, I thank you right now for divine protection, divine healing, divine restoration, divine prosperity. I thank you, Father God, even for salvation for our unsaved loved ones. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for peace and happiness. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father God, that you're causing, hallelujah, supernatural increase. And I thank you, Father God, for your dunamis power, God, that is working over this land right now, that miracles may take place, God, and that we may come into great victory and breakthrough in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Prophetess Marcia, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you thanks, Father, for everything that you're doing. And, Father, we thank you even for this day, Father, that we're stepping into a new day, a day that you have ordained, a day that you have created, Father. Therefore, we will rejoice, Father. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch everyone that are sick, those that are shedding, those that are oppressed, depressed. Father, we speak your word in the name of Jesus, and we say, be healed, because by your stripes, Father, we've been healed. We've been set free. We've been delivered by your name and by your blood in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord, that you will move even on this day, Father, and even as we step into this day, Father, grant us favor, Father. Let us represent you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Let this day be a spectacular day, an awesome day, an amazing day, Father, as we step into it, Father. And we thank you for the favor. We thank you for divine protection and safety in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that no hurt, harm, or danger shall befall us in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you right now that your people are mighty and we are rising up in great strength and great power. Anoint us, Father. Give us peace. Give us strength in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, allow us to run this race with patience. Allow us to run this race with love, Father. Father, do not allow us to get tired, but let us keep on keeping on. Because, Father, we know even as your word says, after we have done all we know to do, Father, we are to stand in you. And, Father, we choose to stand. We choose to stand and to be who you have called us to be in the name of Jesus. Father, have your way and let that will be done in our life, Father, even as we move through this day. For truly, this is the day that you have made, and we're going to rejoice in it, and we're going to find peace and favor in it, Father. And your power will be demonstrated in and through us, Father. Thank you, Father, for raising up a generation that will speak your word, a generation that is fearless, a generation that know who they believe in, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for everything that was said and done on this call. To you be honor and glory now and forevermore. Amen, amen. Well, thank all the people of God. Thank everyone for coming on the call tonight. I do, again, so appreciate you and love you all to life. We're going to
love you more.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I just want to encourage the saints, invite others on the call and stuff so that we can do some other things. I'm just trusting and believing God. One night we'll just do just couples. One night we just do the youth. Amen. One night we'll just do the men. You know, so we're just going to let go, let God have his way. One night we'll do the youth and let the youth just begin to cry out, because my mind keeps coming back where the scripture began to declare, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, pray that we'll hear from heaven. Amen. And there's a shift that has already taken place. And I don't know about you, but I want to be a part of that shift, especially
come on,
God.
Pastor. I'm me too. Jesus.
Amen. Amen. So I'm going to decrease so that Naomi can give us the update. People of God, I love you, and I'll see you on tomorrow night, same time, because we are about our Father's business. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to thank you all for coming on the line, and this is so exciting. Does anyone from the Company of Prophets have any announcements?
Yes, this is Prophetess Jessica. I just want to announce Pop Life Radio will be back tomorrow today at noon with Man Cave Monday with our hosts, Prophet Joshua and Prophet Prentice, as well as Prophet Gregory Jackson.
Amen, amen. Well, that's right, people of God. You can join for Man Cave Monday. In 11 and a half hours, all right? And check your emails, and you will be getting a phone call blast from the Archbishop, our Master Prophet, who will be letting us know what time that call blast will be on for today. All right, I want to say thank you, and God bless, and good night to you all, and sweet dreams. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night.
Good night.